making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen.
So again, what we're up against is massive voter fraud and election fraud. Now, thanks to 2020, it being so obvious, we know where to look, we know what we're looking for, and maybe how to stop it. But there is a new issue that I think we're faced with like never before, and that's non-citizens voting. Even people that just crossed the border illegally voting. And so once again, a couple whistleblowers that we've had on the air here before and Muckraker have an incredible breaking news story. Numerous non-citizens admitting to being registered as voters by the Democrats in clip 21.
We come from a company that is dedicated to registering Hispanic people so they can vote in upcoming elections. Are you already registered? We already voted. You already voted? Yes. Are you a citizen or...
No.
Have you already been registered or...
Yeah.
Are you a citizen or...
No.
Have you already been registered at work? Yes, we have. You've already been registered? Are you a citizen or not a citizen?
No.
The apartment complex Elliott Norcross in Norcross, Georgia, is occupied primarily by non-citizens. We visited the complex to ask residents two questions. Are you a citizen and are you registered to vote? Shockingly, 14% of respondents admitted to being non-citizens registered to vote.
Hola. Buenas, disculpe por molestar. Venimos con una organización que se dedica a registrar a la gente hispana para poder votar en las elecciones. ¿Ya la registraron a usted o...?
Ya.
¿Ya? ¿Y fue en el trabajo o
no,
vinieron...?
Vino
alguien a tocar. Okay. Ah, ok. Muchas gracias. Y, oiga, ¿y usted es ciudadana o...?
No.
¿Ya la registraron en el trabajo o...?
Bueno, sí, nos dijeron, pero...
¿Ya se registró?
Pues yo creo que sí.
¿En el trabajo?
Ajá, sí.
Oh, ok. ¿Usted es ciudadana o...? ¿O no es ciudadana? No es.
¿Ya los han registrado en el trabajo ustedes?
Sí, ya.
Ah, ¿ya los registraron?
Ya.
Disculpe, es que no la oigo muy bien por el aire. ¿Ya los registraron?
Sí, ya.
¿Y usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana?
No.
¿No es?
No.
Venimos con una compañía que se dedica a registrar a la gente hispana para poder votar en la selección. ¿Ustedes están registrados?
Nosotros ya votamos, tío.
¿Ya votó?
Sí.
¿Usted es ciudadana o...?
No.
¿Y usted ya está registrado, se registró en el trabajo o algo así?
No.
Sí, ya.
¿Ya se registró en el trabajo? Oh, ok. Oiga, ¿y usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana?
Bueno, pues hermana, estoy...
No. ¿De dónde viene usted?
De Honduras.
¿Usted ya la registraron en el trabajo o aquí han pasado a registrar o...?
Ya.
¿Ya?
Ya.
¿Usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana? ¿No es? ¿Son ciudadanos o...?
No.
Muchas gracias. Dios los bendiga.
Tú me estás diciendo que si somos ciudadanos, no. Somos ilegales. Oh. Pero estamos establecidos en este país y sin nosotros este país no valiera ver, ¿me entiendes? Porque somos los mejores trabajadores que puede tener Estados Unidos.
According to Migration Policy Institute, approximately 339,000 non-citizens live in Georgia. If the 14% statistic holds true statewide, over 47,000 non-citizens would be registered to vote. For context, Joe Biden won the state of Georgia by just under 12,000 votes in the 2020 election. Based on our findings, the integrity of the 2024 election is in great jeopardy.
So this is what we're up against, and good for Muckraker, good for the Oversight Project, and good for the whistleblowers. And I will tell you, the same people from Muckraker and the same whistleblowers behind that project have an even bigger story that they haven't dropped yet. And it's not to deal with election fraud. They're now getting into their election fraud angle. They have a whole new angle of, and I don't want to spoil it for them, but I'm going to tell you, folks, the amount of human trafficking that they've seen now and have eyewitnesses to and whistleblowers on is mind-blowing. So just get ready for that next.
is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Felder in studio. Your TikTok account has to be... They haven't banned you there yet, have they?
Surprisingly, no. I feel like they should have. I've slipped through the cracks somehow. I'm happy to still be there, though.
Well, that's got to be your big following. I know you got a pretty big YouTube channel. You got a pretty big X account. But it's your videos on TikTok that probably get the most views. Last I checked, that was your biggest account, was it not?
Yeah, it's almost 500,000 now. And it's wild how much it's grown. I kind of took a break from TikTok for a while just because... They kept on hitting community guidelines violations and whatnot. And I was like, you know, it's not worth it at that point. So I stopped and I started doing short form content again, actually immediately after the assassination attempt, just beginning to do the stream of consciousness videos where I'd talk for 90 seconds. And for whatever reason, they've allowed me to continue to grow there. So I'm going to put my pedal to the metal because we have a lot more minds and to reach between now and the election day. So that's something I'm definitely committing myself to.
Well, we're in kind of like we're getting to the final turn. I mean, the final turn for an election cycle usually isn't till September, but this election cycle has been like a 2-year process, right? And I mean, the month of July was so hyper-political in an election cycle that I feel like we're kind of entering that final turn now. I mean, once they officially nominate Harris, it could be by the end of this week, or it's definitely going to be by next week. I mean, once that process is concluded, I'd say we are in the final turn.
Yeah, no, I agree. Usually you have to wait until the October surprise. We've got the October surprise several months early now.
And there'll be 10 more.
Well, who knows what they're going to come up with? We know the left is not above doing anything in this day and age, and they will try everything they can to hold on to power. So people who do what you do, people who are in that fight for freedom and who won't give them a second of rest, that's what we have to do now more than ever, because they're going to try to alter and manipulate that narrative over the next several months. To try to tell us what to focus on, we know what the main issue should be.
Well, I think what's also going to happen, and you're kind of already seeing this, like I can go to these, because I find a lot, I played a lot of these videos, people responding to the Harris rally in Atlanta. You can go to these accounts on TikTok, wherever they're coming from. These are not political people. They're not doing political videos. They're not making political content, doing political commentary. They're doing other stuff like homemaking or product reviews. It's not even – or just silly stuff that they do with their friends or family, generic content. I feel like there's this kind of response, whether it was the Trump assassination attempt or just the ultimate cringe level or pandering of Kamala Harris, that everybody's kind of kicking into this gear where it's like, whoa, I need to – you know, you've been there, I've been there. Now all these people are like, whoa, I need to do something. I need to do something to change hearts and minds, because we cannot let Kamala Harris get into the White House as president. It is just, that cannot happen.
Yeah, no, it takes all of us. And, you know, sometimes individuals will say, oh, my voice is too small. I only have 100 or 200 followers. We need those people to go just as hard as individuals who have 500,000 followers. Because people who have the larger followings are the ones that typically have the larger target on their backs. It's easy to silence one of us. But when you have so many other individuals willing to step into whatever void may be created when somebody is deplatformed, I mean, y'all know how it feels to be deplatformed firsthand. There's so many other individuals, and the reason InfoWars lives on today is because other individuals realize they're going to come for me next. So I am obligated in this fight for freedom to add my voice to the fray, to speak up and stand up for what is true and what is right.
We played a video of a Vietnamese woman. Well, she's an American woman, but her parents came from Vietnam, and she has an account on TikTok, a couple thousand followers. It's all right. Most of her videos maybe get 1,000, 2,000 views.
And then the video we played just went massively viral, got millions of views off of TikTok. And so you never know what thing that you put out or what thing you create or what commentary you engage in could go viral, as they say, could be seen a million times, could be promoted by all of these big accounts. I mean, and having all these different voices. I mean, that's why I play all this stuff too, is so that people can see, look, it's not just me up here saying this. It's not just you that feel this way, that we are everywhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's far too easy for individuals to think someone else is going to fight the battle for them. But the battle has come to our doorstep here in 2024. Individuals have had to suffer under this administration, under this regime for far too long, and they're feeling that pressure on an increasingly personal level. So, of course, when that is coming to your doorstep, you have to be willing to actually stand up for something, because you know that if you don't, we see already what the alternative could be, and it's simply untenable in the here and now.
All right, let's get into some – oh, what is this here? This was from earlier today, Damani Felder. Chameleon, noun, a being with the ability to temporarily alter its racial identity to match the racial identity of the audience to whom it is attempting to pander. Can we make a submission to Webster's Dictionary? What does it take to get a new word? See, I say she's transracial. She's breaking the glass barrier.
Yeah, I think either descriptor would apply, to be honest. And it's so infuriating to see how the left expects certain minority groups to just fall in line. They're literally using them as political pawns. So I will point it out, and individuals might be afraid to point things out because they're afraid of the backlash. But, you know, it's very important that we hammer certain messages home, because if we don't, if we allow Kamala Harris to be installed in the White House on the pretenses of being a black woman, when she's picked and chosen when she wants to be black, how she wants to speak, how her diction changes. We've seen this same playbook happen before, even with Hillary Clinton and others. They'll go to certain communities and act a certain way to ingratiate themselves with that racial group. And nothing is more infuriating and demeaning when you actually strip all the partisanship away and realize this person thinks that if I just talk to them a certain way or lean into this or that, that's all that is required for me to line up and pull the lever for them. And that cannot be allowed to continue.
I can't even really think of an equivalent of Hillary Clinton pulling out a bottle of hot sauce. I think it was on the Breakfast Club. I don't remember what it is. She's got these black hosts on. She's like, oh, look, I got hot sauce. I can't even, I mean, I don't even know. I guess maybe if somebody came into studio and was like, hey, I got this jar of mayo. I mean, I don't even know. I'd just be like, what the hell? Like, what? Well, you have mayo with you? What are you doing? You know, you're going to make a sandwich?
They don't even know what they're doing half the time, but they think that the average person is so sophomoric or juvenile in their understanding of the political process that they can be utilized for nefarious ends at a moment's notice. It's completely ridiculous.
All right, so let's get into some of the news. Let's get into some of the issues. Now, Kamala Harris and the Democrats support transgender, and they support transgender athletes. This is undeniable. I've got some clips proving it. Now, we've got some pretty serious stories here. Female volleyball player, 17-year-old girl, left paralyzed with brain damage by transgender opponent who cackled with delight after knocking her to the ground. So Peyton McNabb is this young girl's name, now paralyzed. And the 6-foot dude who was playing volleyball spikes the ball right in her face, and now she's paralyzed. And so, look, there's a reason why women don't compete in the NFL, and that's because they would get broken, literally. And so now it's this dude smashing the ball into this girl's face, and she just, you know, obviously can't respond quick enough to the strength and the speed of the man that she's competing against, and now she's paralyzed. You've had other instances of men fighting women and breaking their skulls. And now, of course, the big story where there's this boxer in the Olympics. And guys, start showing some of the B-roll of that boxer and some of these images that I shared with you, too, just to show how ridiculous it is. Now, let me just clarify this. So the boxer that beat the woman in 46 seconds. Yeah, there's the poor girl that gets her face smashed and paralyzed by a man competing against women. So, okay. And then you have the situation in the Olympics. So this is a really strange situation, and I imagine more information might come out on this as well. So the competitor in red was born with a very, very rare genetic condition where biologically she's a woman and chemically he's a man. And so there's like an XY chromosome mix going on. And so you could be born with any parts, but you chemically test as a man because of things like testosterone and other stuff that shows up in the blood. And she obviously has the frame of a man, the muscles and the bone structure of a man. So she had been rejected from all world boxing championship competition. She's never been allowed to compete in the world boxing championships because she chemically tests as a man. So why the Olympics let this individual compete is beyond me. But apparently there's another one too. So if I'm making a bet, if I was just a gambler, I think I know who I'm betting on.
Yeah.
I'd probably put my life savings on the dude competing against women.
It's ridiculous when you see that this is what the left has been promoting for several years now. And what's most unfortunate is they will typically cherry pick instances like this one where there might be some degree of anatomical ambiguity or chemical ambiguity in order to push forward a narrative that is inherently deleterious to women. You know, they're going to sit there and say, oh, well, technically this, technically that. But the technicalities aren't the justification behind what they're wanting to unilaterally install. If you are a young woman and you have worked your entire life at your craft, then the last thing that you should expect to see when you line up to show the world how good you are at your craft is seeing some usually failed male athlete who for one reason or another could not cut it with their own gender. So then they're going to swap or figure a way to compete in a manner that's going to make them look as if they are more superior than they actually are. And I think it's a terrible precedent that we're setting for female athletics in general. And it's a shame when you see this happen on the world stage. There should be an outcry from particularly those ardent individuals who are the first ones to say, oh, I believe in lifting women up and amplifying their voices. But then you're going to sit there and clap and applaud and cheer when you're seeing a woman literally brutalized on national TV. It does not make sense to me whatsoever.
For the world to see on the Olympic stage. Have you been following Dez Bryant social media lately?
I've seen a few posts here and there. It seems like he's gradually coming around. Last time I tried.
I would say maybe he's like something I would describe as like a closeted conservative. Oh. Like he doesn't want to come out all the way with his politics for obvious reasons, but he'll kind of throw some neutral suggestions that are like, hey, you know, if you're kind of leaning left on this issue, you know, maybe you should reconsider. First, it was with the pandering that Kamala was engaging in. And then today it was from Dez Bryant. God made you a woman for a reason. God made you a man for a reason. God didn't put you in a foreign body. Also, men shouldn't be able to compete in women's divisions, my opinion. So we could get into the nuance of this boxer. Is it a woman? Is it a man? You know, this rare genetic disease. But putting that on display for the world to see has spurred this conversation that is long overdue, and now people can see, okay, well, where does this roll downhill? It all rolls to left-wing politics, men competing against women, transgender. That's left-wing politics and ideology.
Yep. Why don't we ever see it go the other direction? Why is it always usually men who are competing against women? I've never seen a female to date attempt to compete in the National Football League because we all know how that would go. I've never seen it goes so unilaterally in one direction, and it's because there's a lot of men out there who honestly have believed the lie that men are toxically masculine, but then they're going to use that ostensible toxic masculinity in order to have a leg up on the competition. It doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't make sense, and I'm tired of pretending that it is.
By the way, after the fight concluded, the non-female boxer even got a grope of the Italian woman's breast. Did you catch that? She got a little feel in there at the end, too. Looks like there might have been a grab. How about that?
I missed that, and I'm kind of glad that I missed that.
You know, we're covering all the different angles here. We're giving you all the information. So it gets a little grab in at the end, too. Nice.
Wow.
Real nice. But isn't it amazing, the silence? And I said this earlier. It's the car crash at the intersection of liberal ideology and the results when liberals always go silent. Mm-hmm. Every time. And this is the perfect example. Or maybe the volleyball girl is a better example. A girl is now paralyzed because you have men competing against women. And where are the liberal feminists? They're gone. They've disappeared. They've gone silent. It's the car crash at the intersection of liberal ideology and the results where they always disappear. They run from the scene.
Yep. Well, liberal feminists, they actually despise women. They will never tell you that. But all of their actions indicate that that is the case. When you're going to sit there and cheer and clap when you're seeing women getting literally destroyed, brutalized, having their lives in some cases cut short or altered dramatically, and you're going to sit there and cheer and pretend at the same time, though, that women are oppressed, but then you don't care about the actual oppression going on towards women in other countries where they don't have it as good as you have it here in America. These liberal feminists, they honestly would much rather at this point in time cheer for someone who is not a woman, just because it promotes that ideology, like you mentioned. It's nothing to do with men versus women. It's about the leftist ideology continuing to take hold.
You know, there was another story, and I didn't print it because I didn't know how far we'd go with this conversation. But there was a leftist reporter that was attacking this content creator. She has 8 kids. She's, you know, more of a traditional, you would say, woman. I don't even think she really gets into politics. She just posts about housework and cooking and how she makes clothes for her babies and stuff like that. And this liberal reporter decided to do a hit piece on her because she's a traditional woman, that's a homemaker and a mother, and just the knives out. And that's the proof of exactly what you're talking about. So you're pro woman when they want to fill male gender roles, but you're anti-woman if a woman wants to fill female gender roles.
You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't pretend that you believe all women, but then you discount or discredit the ideologies of other women. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't pass the smell test. But again, it has nothing to do with being a woman or being a man. And I think it's kind of almost brilliant how the left has tried to segment one side versus another as if they are mutually exclusive from other issues that do intersect. The problem with political discourse, and honestly discourse in general in the country, is there's no nuance anymore. It's all pick this box or that box, and that's it. And there's no room for anyone in the middle. And when that does invariably happen, you're going to see more and more individuals, even if they proclaim that they are in support of these leftist ideologies, eventually they are going to have to sit there and reconcile. This does not even make sense to me. Because the unfortunate truth is, until you are negatively impacted by these disastrous liberal policies, you will cheer for them in many cases. But when your daughter is the one who has her face paralyzed because she's competing against someone who had no business competing with her in the first place, when your daughter is the one on the national stage who's humiliated because of a gender technicality, then it becomes real to you. And honestly, that's how policies have forced many individuals to change their ideologies. If you look in places like California, for example, there's some California cities I know where the crime is rampant. And you'll see the leftist politicians, and they will turn a blind eye to it until they are the ones who are getting carjacked. They are the ones getting robbed. Then they are the first ones out there screaming that we have to fix something. So until it becomes real to these people, unfortunately, the problems are going to persist.
Yeah, or it's their daughters that get stabbed and raped by an illegal alien. By the way, the crew found that story I was talking about. If you guys put that on the screen, I mean, just look at the sub-headline on this. Again, this woman is just a homemaker. Guys, put the sub-headline, because it really just explains everything. And how they really just hate any woman that doesn't go along with their ideology. And so that's what it really is. They have to fake diversity of skin color or something else because they actually hate diversity of thought. You're not allowed any diversity of thought. Meet the queen of the trad wives and her 8 children. Yeah, let's attack her children too. And she posts a picture with all of her kids, some even infants. Hannah Nealman, known to her 9 million followers as Ballerina Farm. Oh, no, a ballerina? Like, oh, so feminine. Disgusting. Milks cows, gives birth without pain relief. That's good. You probably shouldn't have heroin and fentanyl when you're giving birth, you know, and then your baby breastfeeds and gets it as well. Yeah, probably a good thing. And breastfeeds at beauty pageants. Oh, no, and she breastfeeds. I thought they were for that in public. I thought that was empowerment. Is this an empowering new model of womanhood or a hammer blow for feminism? And so, look, it goes back to exactly what you said. So if you're an actual traditional woman, and that's about as empowering as you can be as a woman, then they hate you. And they write entire hit pieces on you. And they say you're destroying feminism. But if you're a dude and you say, oh, I'm a woman now, that's female empowerment.
You know, they have corrupted and perverted the meaning of the word feminism. There are certain female qualities, the qualities of true actual feminism, as it is defined in the definition of the word. It's a beautiful thing when you actually see someone stepping into their femininity. But the left has co-opted that phrase, just like they co-opt many others, like democracy. And they'll say, oh, feminism is bad now because it's not the kind of feminism I like. That's what they're saying.
They've totally perverted these things.
Yep. Feminism is a beautiful thing. When you are a woman and you have the ability to unlock that feminine energy, there is nothing more beautiful than that. And conversely, for being a male and being able to unleash that masculinity, there's a certain pride in that. But because there's this deliberate push to misidentify or change the terms and definitions, the left essentially wants women to be men in many cases, to act like men, and to never be feeling like they're safe enough to feel secure enough to unlock that femininity, which is what God gave them to begin with. So it's a complete reversion of that which is natural and normal in pursuit of something that is ultimately self-defeating the vast majority of the time.
Well, and that's what all the propaganda aimed at the young girls now is too, is it's, hey, let's give them these butch masculine women and say, hey, this is what you need to be looking up to. This is what you should, you know, strive for. And that's not to say a female lead character or a strong female character is inherently a bad thing. I mean, there's been examples of successful female leads for years, but they still have an element of femininity to them. They still have an element where it's like, yeah, that's a woman lead, as opposed to now they want it to be confusing. They want it to be portrayed as a male lead, but it's a woman filling it. But see, this is where the rubber meets the road, and why it drives me crazy, because the liberal ideology lacks conclusive logical consistency. They claim to not know what a woman is, but then they say, Kamala Harris, vote for her. She's the first woman president.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what does it mean to be female anymore? They are co-opting that phrase and perverting it as well. If you are only allowed to be a female, or if you are only allowed, for example, to be a black person, if, like Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, then you're just letting someone else tell you what you are based on what your ideology is. So it's that intersection that really needs to change, because until individuals realize it's okay for me to be a black person and a conservative, it doesn't have to be a this plus that 100% of the time. But if you identify as a, you know, I'm a feminist, then to the left, that means, okay, then that means that you are for this policy, for that policy, in this policy. It's putting people in a box, because the biggest threat to the leftist ideology in their agenda is individualism. And when you return to individualism, that is when they treat you like you are public enemy number one, because to their ideology, you are.
And that's what it is. They pretend like, oh, diversity of looks or something is the big issue, because they hate diversity of thought. They cannot stand diversity of thought. That's the biggest threat to their agenda. And quite frankly, their political power is diversity of thought. So they want to destroy the individual, and they want to make everybody these cutouts that can be controlled politically. Damani Felder in studio with us. We got some interesting developments on the Trump assassination attempt. Why don't we get into that on the other side of this break? We'll be right back.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, These banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is, as our freedoms
are
eroded.
I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong. And America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20, 30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. They'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to KEPM.com/gold.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Can't stop addicted to the shit. All right, we're in studio with Damani Felder here. Give me a follow on X, give him a follow on TikTok. I'm telling you, you will enjoy his content. His TikTok videos are hilarious, by the way. We featured them on the show many times, many times. I don't know anybody that does a better NPC than you. You kind of have like the whole body movement down, like you're selecting somebody for like Mortal Kombat. Like you really got that down.
Hey, just wait until the fifth annual liberal Christmas wish list video I'll release in December. Like those are some of the most fun videos to put together. I love it so much, but it's my small part in this fight for freedom, and I'm going to continue as long as they allow my platforms and profiles to exist.
So we've got some updates on the assassination attempt, including a new video that, folks, yesterday's video was bad enough where we've got the shooter walking around on the roof in an upright position,
So as if that wasn't bad enough, we now have a new video where it would appear Secret Service is actually tracking and tracing his movements, even more so than we previously thought. Now, Josh Hawley has just posted this with his official Senate letterhead. Whistleblower tells me Secret Service Acting Director Rowe personally directed cuts to the Secret Service agents who do threat assessments for events. Whistleblower says those agents were not present in Butler, and some of them had warned of security problems for months. Now, it's been said that Director Rowe might have perjured himself in the hearing. This might be the case of perjury that they're looking for. Now, I would say this, because I'm sure you and I are kind of the same opinion, that we get a lot of chatter from the modern-day Republican Party, and which is nice. It's better than we didn't even move the scales, you know, say 10 years ago. But I feel like this could be kind of that breaking point for the Republicans, where we get a lot of lip service, but we don't get results, and a lot of Republican voters like ourselves, I'm not a Republican loyalist, but I do vote Republican, we're sick of getting no results. I feel like this could be the game-changing moment with the assassination attempt. I mean, the resignation of Kim Cheadle is kind of a result. I think there needs to be more of a follow-up to that. But okay, let's now, if Roe perjured himself and Josh Hawley has whistleblowers that he can get on a testimony to make that point, then let's go. Like, this is the kind of results that we're talking about. Was the assassination attempt, do you think it could be that kind of breaking moment where finally Republicans go for results instead of just talking?
It has to be. Because for far too long, we let many of our elected officials on the right get away with, oh, we're going to have another hearing. We're going to have an inquiry. The average Republican voter, the average person on Team MAGA right now is so tired of hearings and these formalities that never yield any fruit whatsoever. And unfortunately, it had to take the near assassination of the best president we will ever have in U.S. history for people to start realizing, okay, metaphorically, heads need to roll for this. Because if you allow an entity, the left or the Secret Service, whatever organization or whatever alphabet organization you want to mention, if you allow them to get away with it, they are going to do it again. That's part of the reason why they had such bravado until up to and including the 2020 election, because they said, oh, well, we know the right's going to let us do this, and they're probably going to let us get away with it. What's different now is that we aren't letting this fly anymore. And if something negative does happen, then we are demanding actual consequences. And I'm heartened by the fact that the elected officials now, the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world, the Matt Gaetzes of the world, they are the ones now who are going to hold the right people's feet to the fire and demand that there be some sort of punitive measures assessed as a result of their continued either wanton or accidental negligence and ineptitude at this point.
Well, and you kind of just go down the list. It's like, all right, here's all the alphabet bureaucracies. Now, is there a single one that hasn't been involved in trying to, you know, quote unquote, get Trump? I mean, throw the Secret Service on there now. You know, that's where it's at. I mean, I don't know, maybe the Department of Education. Nope, they tried to get Trump, too. So it's like there isn't even a single one. There isn't even a single alphabet bureaucracy that hasn't been a part of this get Trump agenda. And, I mean, I don't know how far it needs to go beyond probably firings, probably grand juries, criminal proceedings is where it needs to go eventually. But this is going to be big to see what the conclusion is with these Republicans on these committees and trying to figure out what led to this assassination attempt. Because now we have new video, guys. And go ahead and put this B-roll up on the screen while we're covering it, of clip 25. It would appear, I mean, it's pretty obvious, it would look like that the counter-sniper team on the roof are aware that there's a situation to the left of the stage when Trump takes it. And by the way, not only is that counter sniper team on the left at a heightened sense of awareness, looking in the direction of where Crooks would have been reported as suspicious an hour before. Guys, if you actually started at the top again, if you notice, even the team to the right seems to be in a heightened sense as well. So on both sides of the stage, they seem to be in a heightened sense. And the one big question, Damani, that they still cannot answer. Cheadle wouldn't answer it. Ray wouldn't answer it. and Roe wouldn't answer it. Why was Donald Trump allowed to take the stage? Who made that call? I think that's the big missing link that will tell us what was really going on that day.
Mm-hmm. Who is to know if we're ever actually going to get the full story? We honestly almost never do. But I think the point in time that we're at in American political discourse, we've been called conspiracy theorists for a long time. Oh, you believe that there's a plot here and there. The evidence is staring you right in the face. And at this point, you have to realize that Thomas Matthew Crux, he didn't just do this independently, spontaneously. That does not happen. You've been to many Trump rallies. I've been to many Trump rallies. You know how strict that security is. So the fact that he was even allowed, and I've seen another video of apparently as you can see his head bobbing along behind the roof line as he's trying to get into position. That is never allowed to happen unless you have some sort of coordination at some level and someone has it out for the president. The best thing that Trump can do right now is to make extra sure that everyone in his inner circle is beyond any sort of suspicion whatsoever.
Yep.
Because if he is set up yet again, you know that the left, when they do miss, they're going to try it again. And I would hate to see them attempt and have a successful attempt this time, particularly now that we know just how compromised almost it feels like every single agency that's supposed to be there to support and protect him, letting him down time and time again.
Yeah, if I was Trump, I'd probably just ditch Secret Service and maybe call up Blackwater, maybe see if they want to get the protection. And guys, look this up, but I'm pretty sure after the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan, he said, I'm done with Secret Service. I'm pretty sure after that, he said, I'm out. I don't want Secret Service. I'll go ahead and hire my own private security. And obviously, you feel like there's kind of a risk assessment there. Now, they claim, oh, you know, we don't have the resources. Okay, please. You've got plenty of resources. Everybody could every bureaucracy wants more resources. That would be the only thing I think stopping Trump would be you wouldn't have the massive resources of the federal government at your behest when dealing with security. So you'd be paying out of pocket. Maybe just send the bill to Biden. Maybe just send the bill to the federal government. But I mean, if I'm Trump, I'm sitting here. I'm like, can I really trust Secret Service after and the FBI after everything we've witnessed on January 13th and then those pathetic hearings? I don't think I could.
Mm-mm. No, and you know what? The beautiful thing about the spirit that Trump has galvanized in this country is if he truly did need some private security, I know there are enough patriots in the country where someone would be willing to do a far more competent job than the Secret Service did. And they'd probably do it for free as well because they believe so much in President Trump and in the movement that he represents. And they will make sure that this never happens again.
It was Richard Nixon who was done dirty by the deep state and the media as well. It was Richard Nixon that dropped Secret Service. So thank you, crew, for finding that. I knew that it had been done before. But I mean, look, even the people on the ground were running around like crazy. Shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof. So, I mean, even they knew what was going on. Yeah, somebody set up the dominoes for Trump to get shot that day. I think that's the reasonable conclusion for people to reach at this stage in the investigation.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says Fight for Freedom with other inscriptions on the reverse side. It's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line in the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin.
I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, he just, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement. Paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tell you how great the products are at InfoWarsStore.com, and when you support us there, you keep us on the air. But Damani is talking about how his favorite products, and he's telling me how he wants to plug. So I don't know what your favorite product is. You may or may not have shook down some of the crew for some Turbo Force. I may or may not have witnessed you shake down the crew for Turbo Force, and you were also trying to shake them down for some Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but you can't even find that around here.
Mm-mm.
Nobody, you can't even. If I leave a canister of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it'll be empty. Within a week.
Man, you know those vitamin D3 gummies? I've still got those at the house. Taking the Survival Shield X3, taking Super Male Vitality. And honestly, you know, I'm here to tell you I need to re-up my order because life gets crazy. Life happens. So what I probably need to do is actually get that set up on auto ship. I probably will do that when I go home tonight because the products themselves, they speak for themselves. You know, people will frequently say, oh, these products don't work. They do work. Look at the reviews themselves. Look how much better you feel. Most recently, I dropped almost 100 pounds. I took my health more seriously, and the products from InfoWarsStore.com are what helped me get there. You're never going to feel more vibrant, more full of life, more full of zest and zeal for the future. And when you think about it, the left and the leftist ideology is they do not want you to feel that freedom that can come when you are able to take supplements that are actually good for you. They would rather you be a slave to the medical industrial complex forever, and I refuse to be part of that number. So I highly, highly recommend all the products that you find on InfoWarsStore.com. And they have some really good t-shirts, too. You know,
we've got one t-shirt right now. We've got the Bulletproof Trump t-shirt. That one that you got was a limited edition, I think like 6 months ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think we sell that. I think that one sold out. We have the Trump bulletproof T-shirt. I think that's the only one we have, limited edition right now. But yeah, you get it. I was telling him I have a whole drawer. I don't even open them. They come in a plastic bag. I just have a whole drawer of InfoWars T-shirts just as like collector's items. So get your Trump bulletproof T-shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, here's my approach to supplementation. And look, there's a reason why, straight up, some of the richest people in the world take hundreds of supplements. I think it was Ray Kurzweil who said he takes like 86 supplements a day. Hey, I'd love to have a perfect diet. I'd love to have a dietitian and a team of health professionals making me three meals a day to make sure I get everything I need in a diet, but I don't. So I've got a pretty good diet. I wouldn't give myself an A+, maybe an A-, a B+, depending on the times. But that's why I supplement. So I know the things I'm not getting in my diet, I'm getting in supplements. So many things we're deficient in, like iodine or glycine or NAC. And I don't know. I mean, I tell the difference when I'm exercising hard and I don't get turmeric. I can tell the difference. My joints ache a little more. The soreness starts to increase. So, hey, I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So is Damani. We hope you'll support us by shopping there. Oh, we do still have some left. Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
Better get them quick.
We do still have some Team Humanity T-shirts left. All right. Final topics of discussion here with Damani Felder. Where should we go? How about this one? Pending home sales are down 5.7% in the last year, a whopping 31.5% from 3 years ago. And when Biden took office, that gives some perspective on how frozen over this market is. What is normally a very busy time of year for home sales is now equal to Jan doldrums of 21 and 22. And they're also now saying $1 million starter home is the new norm in 231 cities. And most of these are obviously in blue states like California, New York, New Jersey. And then people rushing to Florida, Massachusetts also, and then everybody moving to Florida because it's maybe the reddest state now. So you have that seven-figure starter home phenomenon going on. But there's one more angle to this. I want to play this clip real quick because there's multiple angles. There's policy, and then there's the corporate dominance of situations like this in clip two.
There's a lot of outrage here in Tennessee because a lot of Californians have moved here. Now, I moved here in January, but I'm originally from New England, which is a market that I also cannot afford to move back to. But the real issue that people should have in our country is not the random person finding their first home they can buy. The real issue is this right here. The corporate-owned housing communities. There are 60 homes going up right there. They're all going to be owned by a corporation, and they're only going to be leased out to people. And those 60 homes are going to turn into 60,000. And I just find it so crazy that we're letting this happen. Owning a home should not be a giant investment for shareholders. It should be something we all have a right to do. And they're changing the American dream and making it so the American dream is not home ownership, but it's renting. And I think that's wrong.
So,
and I think
you know, there's a lot of things that led to this, Damani. And, you know, we have been screwed over by the banks, no doubt. And you could say it's part of an agenda, but let's just talk about what's happened. We've been screwed over by the banks. You've been screwed over by interest rates. We've been screwed over by these huge corporations that can afford to pay as much as they want for a house, get it off the market, and then resell it or rent it. And so that's kind of how we've gotten to this point now. But we're almost reaching a point of no return. And I think that that's what he's talking about there is where the average American is not going to be able to afford a home. If this trend continues, high interest rates, everything, if this trend continues 10, 20 years, home ownership is going to almost drop to nothing. And it's just going to be all corporate owned and in a country of renters.
It's all by design. They don't want you to own anything. Owning a home is the part of the American experience, the American dream. And when that dream becomes inattainable, then you become that much more hopeless. This is a dedicated, targeted campaign of hopelessness. That's why they wanted to keep you locked down. They want you to be afraid to breathe oxygen. They want you to be afraid to be around your family. They want you to not be able to own a home. They want you to be living in a pod, literally eating bug protein, and they think that that will make you happy, or they claim that you will be happy. They have been pushing this on the average individual for so long now that individuals feel like it's normal now
to have to worry if I can afford to spend money on groceries or if I can pay my rent on time each month. That's normal. Everyone's experiencing this because everyone is hurting right now, but it's because of those policies, which are put in place intentionally to keep you in a state of perpetual servitude, because to the elites, you are getting in the way of them making their next $1 trillion. They don't care about you on an individual level. Every couple of years, they'll pretend they do. But when the chips are down, they are going to do everything they can to extract everything that makes life enjoyable away from you and make you think that living in a tiny coffin-sized apartment in a large mega city where you don't speak to anyone personally anymore because you just have your little AI goggles on, or you're smart this or you're smart that, they're removing the beauty of the human experience from the human experience. And they want to make you feel so hopeless that eventually you're going to beg those same elites who are subjugating you. You're going to say, oh, please, can you help me? Things are so bad. I know you can help me. And then the cycle is just going to continue yet again.
Well, and when people think global government, they think some governing body, you know, passing legislation in a faraway land. And it doesn't really sound sexy, but they don't get it on the personal level, where it's not just about some governing body over here with policy and legislation. It's literally you don't own anything. And now when these corporations that are part of the global government, when they own your home, guess what? They're going to install the toilet that analyzes your feces. And if you eat too much meat, then you're going to get a ticket. They're going to have your air conditioner thermostat set to a system that you don't even control. You won't be able to control the temperature in your own house, the temperature in your refrigerator, your freezer. Hell, they'll have scales in your refrigerator, your freezer. Oh, you have too much meat or too much food. That's what taking the individual ownership is out of the question is what it's all about. Now the corporations own everything. You have no freedom. They don't have to pass a bill. Mm-hmm. They just have to make you desperate.
Yep. And the worst part is a vast majority of the time they'll convince you that you chose this for yourself. Oh, well, you chose to have smart charging installed or worked into the source code for your phone, where now when you plug your phone in, they'll ask you, do you want a smart charge or not? All these things are happening incrementally, and they're hoping that you don't notice. But the minute someone actually realizes, oh, you are restricting me here or there, then you can actually awaken that extra level of consciousness enough to say, I'm not going to play a part in this charade or this game anymore. Because I demand to be free. I deserve to be free. Freedom, my right to freedom, was given to me by God, not by the government. And reclaim that level of individuality and that fire that is what led to the creation of this country. And it's going to restore it to its former glory in the future.
Well, and look, I'm not saying Trump is the be-all, end-all here. Voting Trump is part of that process. And like, some of this does lie on the American people to make better decisions and conscious decisions. Now, Trump, I think, needs to do a better job communicating this and committing to being anti-globalist policies, anti-global corporate government. I think that would help him a lot politically as well. Damani Felder, always a great time to have you in studio. Give him a follow. He's a great time. Damani, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right, we got Ask the Doctor coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough, that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric,
or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.